rounding out the pack, we've got Mr. Vom Vorten.
I woke with a start from my end of the world dream. When you woke with a start from your end of the world dream. Synchronized sighs, some low-key screaming, then back to sleep for more dystopian dreaming. They've announced it on the news, we regret to say that sadly we must find another home. We've messed the earth up badly, no time for doom and gloom. We're heading off quite soon, the nightclubs are always open on the dark side of the moon. We're running out of time, so let's leave the world behind. Get fucked up on liquid starshine.
And I didn't know Vom could rap. I think this may be the first song that he's attempted that.
And I'm not sure that I still know that he can rap. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, it's rhythmic.
Yeah, I haven't heard me yet, I guess.
it's not awful. Like, it's rhythmic, it's got a decent flow to it. And there's some, you know, some good rhymes and clever lines. If I had to criticize the rap, I'd say, like, maybe that the rhymes need to be a bit denser and come and hit a little bit faster. You know, that's kind of a thing in hip-hop verses, is that the rhymes are dense. And I feel like the rhymes here, they kind of landed at the end of the lines, which is, you know, which is okay. My main complaint with this song is that the chorus didn't lift. And, you know, this is a gloomy song about, like, you know, climate change and the end of the world. And so, you know, it's hard to complain about the chorus being gloomy when the subject matter is pretty gloomy. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, it would get to the chorus and I'd just kind of go, ugh. It just didn't make me feel great. You know, it's not supposed to. Also, the harmony parts in the chorus, they're a bit pitchy. And that kind of adds to the unease I felt, I think, during the chorus. So I thought it sounded considerably better in the, you know, the penultimate chorus where he drops the harmony parts, the slightly dodgy harmony parts. So, you know, I think they were sort of a net negative rather than adding to the chorus.
Yeah, this song left me wanting to have heard the Tron Air song last. I mean, I enjoyed that it was dark and heavy. I love dark and heavy. But just as kind of an ending note to the whole thought, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Give me some of that Tron Air stuff again. It was, yeah. You know, it was a little kind of, whoa. I love the intro. It made me think of like some kind of underground, underworld setting, you know, this, I don't know, post-apocalyptic or something. But hey, you know, some bold. I think, you know, took some chances. It didn't always work, but you could grab what was going on there for better or for worse, you know.
Yeah.
Just kind of a moody downer, and if that was completely the intent, then hats off, brother, you did it. But yeah, I like it. Just very dark, and probably rather end on a high note with things in general, type, you know.
Yeah, he knows he's last alphabetically. He should leave us on a high note, right?
Yeah. So,
he should know that he's capping every fight, so he should. Yeah, he's responsible for closing. He should have a closing number.
Yeah, he doesn't get any coffee because coffee is for closers.
We'll get a band called Snore, and it'll just be 5 Z's.
Yeah. Since he's the last band on the lineup, he's got to make everybody go back to their cars, wishing they had another encore. Anyhow, no. So I thought this was a weird B-side. You know, like that hidden track on a CD that you're excited about, knowing that it exists, but then you're a little underwhelmed at the result. Yeah, you know, it's like you finally hear the MP3s of TMBG's first demo cassette, you know, the one they did themselves before their first studio record. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I can hear a bit of the charm and the potential, but mostly I understand why it wasn't re-released. And the rap is fine, and the synths are fine, and the drum machine is a drum machine. The chorus harmonies, like Chumpy said, are a little pitchy. And I just think this song needed more stuff in it. I think just about any extra anything, you know, might have brought something more to the table. And I think if he was going for hip hop, then, you know, hip hop is more than drum machine and somebody rapping over it. And I know he had his synthesizers too, but I just think there needed to be more content in here.
Yeah. Like a couple clavs and a theremin, and then he'd have something.
Yeah, clavs, an arpeggiator, a theremin, and you've got a song.
Cloud. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. I love clouds, man. Yeah. I mean, it seemed hip-hop heavy at the beginning, too. Yeah. Yeah. But I like that Bomb always, when I hear either his name or Third Cat, they're somehow linked together for me, and I don't know why. They must have shown up at the same time or something.
I think they did.
I think it's alphabetical,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, also alphabetical.
It must be that.